Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour, presented by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon on News Talk 1290, KUMA and FM 96.5.
This morning, we'll be hearing from Joe Fumera, Umatilla County Public Health Director, in our KUMA Coffee Hour, which begins right after this.
The Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon invite you to enjoy Nashville Troubadour, Kip Moore. Saturday, September 10th, to kick off the 2022 world-famous Pendleton Roundup. Pendleton Roundup. Tell her she's mine. Kip Moore, MCA National singer and songwriter, will perform Under the Stars in the world-famous Happy Canyon Arena, presented by Integrity Corp. Get your tickets today in the Party Pit Letterbox Zone. Tickets are on sale right now at PendletonRoundup.com. Kip Moore. Pendleton Roundup. You won't want to miss it. Letterbox.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290, KUMA.
Well, good morning. We have reached the, last Friday of July. Believe it or not, time flies when you're having fun. And joining me this morning is Joe Fumera, the Director of Umatilla County Public Health. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Yeah, and we got much to talk about, and everybody out there, you know, trying to beat this heat, and I'm sure we'll probably spend a minute to talk about that too, because it's important that people take care of themselves, whether they're inside or outside. But let's begin this morning talking about staffing shortages. They're not just hitting restaurants and factories. Tell us about your staffing and how you're operating because of a lack of employees.
Sure. I mean, staffing shortages, I don't think, you know, these days is not restricted to necessarily any one industry or one area. You know, we've definitely struggled with that. We've had numerous open positions, you know, for a period of time. I can say, fortunately, some of our positions are starting to fill, and we're starting to get some folks kind of hitting the ground running and doing some work in some areas of our department. So we're excited about that. One area we continue to really struggle is with our medical staff. You know, specifically for us are our public health nurses. You know, I think we've got about four or five open public health nurse positions right now, which has forced us to reduce some clinic hours. You know, we've had to cut back because we just don't have the staff to make it happen. And so, you know, right now our clinic hours in Pendleton are on Tuesdays. Our clinic hours in Hermiston are on Fridays. And as much as we know there's need to expand that, and there are folks looking for appointments, whether it's for immunizations or reproductive health visits or you know, STD infection checks, whatever it is, we know there's more need out there to have those visits happening. But until we can get some people on board, we're doing the best we can to get as many people through and keep programs moving. You know, there's a lot that goes into those positions. And you know, I will make a quick plug that, you know, and you know, my thanks to the county commissioners, but there has been a compensation change with our public health nursing positions. So anyone out there who's looked at these in the past and decided it was too much work for what the compensation was worth, it might be worth taking another look at that.
And tell us, how can people find out more details about openings and apply for those jobs?
Yeah, so obviously all of our positions are always on Umatilla County's website through our human resources page. All the postings are there. We have links on that from our webpage at ucohealth.net. And we try to do a lot of outreach. You know, we're typically running ads on social media. We're running ads on different job sites, different professional boards. I think we've even done some advertisement with you guys on the radio. It is a requirement that folks use the county application. So, you know, one of the best ways to get the most information is to get to the county website. And you can get to there through ucohealth.net, and it'll connect you right over there and get you tied in to get the application sent in.
All right. Well, hopefully people listening this morning know somebody that is looking and qualified for those positions, and they'll give UCO Health a call.
I may be a little biased, but I think it's a good place to work.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And thanks for using us to get the message out as well. A case of polio was diagnosed in a man in New York. We're also reading about children falling behind in their normal vaccinations during the pandemic. Why is it important for parents to make sure their kids get their shots?
Yeah, so this is definitely an item we've been concerned about. I can say, at least at this point, we've not really seen that regression here in Umatilla County. You know, one of the things we've had historically for our childhood vaccinations, especially as it comes to the school exclusion vaccinations, is as a county, we've been very well vaccinated. It's actually a bit of an envy of other parts of the state in some cases. And so that's something we're proud about. You know, we don't, you know, as you see, you know, measles sometimes resurgence. You mentioned polio, one of the first diagnosed cases in quite a while in the country. Those aren't items we've had to deal with in the past, owing to having that vaccination rate up. You know, I think it's one of those items that kind of gets us in almost a catch-22 of doing too good of a job. You know, people aren't as concerned about some of these diseases because they're no longer associated with it. They're no longer, you know, very few people know folks who have had some of these diseases. A lot of folks now haven't grown up with these in the past the way previous generations had. And that's because of the vaccine programs that we've had, the immunizations across the country that have been very successful and very protective. And so as folks, that starts to wane, you know, we're a very worldly connected people these days. You know, I can be here in Pendleton today, and if I'm willing to pay for it, I can be in Africa tomorrow and China the day after that. I mean, it doesn't take long for us to travel around these days. And with that allows the ability for some of these viruses to spread. So just because it's not here today doesn't mean somebody's not passing through from other areas who might be bringing this by, which is why we're trying to really keep up on these immunizations. You know, once that protective barrier, that herd immunity, which I know is a term we've heard a lot with COVID these days, once that starts to wane and virus starts to get hold, it's a lot harder to as we've seen with COVID, it's a lot harder to tamp it down once it starts running than it is to prevent it from spreading in the first place.
And speaking of COVID, as COVID-19 seems to be moving into the background, how can people get tested or get vaccine boosters without the drive-through services that were offered in the beginning?
Yeah, so most providers and clinics, you know, if you have a personal physician or anyone you see on a regular basis, most of them, they all have access to that and can help you directly if you're set up with them. If you don't have a primary physician or you're looking for some of those, we do keep a staff are working really hard to keep a running tally of events on our website at ucohealth.net. I will say most of the events tied to testing and vaccinations that have been happening, most of them, I think, have been happening in the Hermiston area and Milton Freewater area. There's a number of community business organizations who have really been stepping up and working with OHA, owing to our lack of medical staffing at the moment. OHA has been stepping up and helping provide folks for doing that and assisting some of these community business organizations as they set up events in various areas. Typically Fridays, Saturdays, afternoons, evenings is when they set a lot of those. Like I said, we try to keep a running list on our website and also through our office. Again, our hours are limited right now, but we do vaccinations again, Pendleton on Tuesday and Hermiston on Fridays. And hopefully here soon, we'll be able to expand those hours.
All right. Well, stay with us. We are going to continue our conversation, but take a quick break, and we will be back after these words.
Is pain altering your life? Listen to Tom Penner and how the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton has helped him.
I was having some lower back pain. It was a steady ache, and you wouldn't feel like doing anything. And an MRI, x-rays, and all that good stuff. And they were talking surgery, and that was way down at the bottom of my list.
How effective are the ozone treatments?
A lot of days I can go without any back pain at all. I don't even know it's there.
If you suffer from chronic pain, call the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton, 541-276-1752.
Need parts for your washer or dryer? Zimmerman & Company True Value in Pendleton can help. Here's Terry to tell you more.
We have all the hoses and electrical pigtails, all that to hook it up from the electrical point of it and the hose part of it also. And then we have all the vent tubing and stuff for the dryers to hook up the vents on the backside.
Zimmerman & Company True Value. Open 7 days a week on Main Street, Pendleton. Behind every project is a True Value. Did you know common hazards in and around your house can contaminate our drinking water? These hazards are known as cross connections and can result in contaminated water backflowing into your neighborhood drinking supply without you even knowing. If your property has an in-ground irrigation system, the state mandates you make sure these steps are followed. Confirm that your irrigation system has an approved backflow assembly. If you do not have one, then you need to get one installed immediately. Test your backflow prevention system annually and make sure the test results are reported to the city of Pendleton as mandated by Oregon law.
It's time to fly. At least we always think it is. The Walla Walla Regional Airport and Alaska Airlines are excited to serve you, our traveling public, and to see all the fun destinations you choose. So purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and have fun exploring. The Walla Walla Regional Airport makes it easy to begin your trip with daily Alaska Air flights to and from Seattle and beyond. And remember, free parking, fly Walla Walla. It works.
Traditions has an exciting chef experience for you to enjoy every Friday through Sunday night. Tonight, dine on a classic thick-cut prime rib served with a fresh salad, loaded baked potatoes, seasonal vegetables, hot rolls, and a wonderful dessert. Enjoy by yourself for $25 or bring the family for $22 per additional person. Head over to Traditions. The best of family times happen at Wild Horse Resort and Casino, Pendleton.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning on a Friday with Joe Fiumara, the director of Umatilla County Public Health. And Joe, just continuing our conversation this morning, the 2021 Community Health Assessment is out. What areas concern you most for the health of county residents?
Yeah, so that assessment, another one of those items that got delayed, you know, when the pandemic hit, and we were happy to get that out and had to make a few modifications to that process to do so. But a couple of the items that jump out at me when we look at that is, and one of these I don't think is a surprise to anybody, but there's a big desire, big ask from the community for more mental and behavioral health support specialists, providers, you know, etc. Right. That's, I don't think, a big surprise. It's also not an easy fix, right? You know, we've always kind of been in a provider desert, whether you're talking mental health or physical health. You know, we've always had kind of a lack there. One of the other areas that was kind of called to attention there was outdoor air quality. Yeah, that was kind of the biggest environmental based hazard that folks indicated was as a most concern to them, which again, I don't know is a big surprise. You know, we've had a number of years, the last couple of years, where we've had some wildfire smoke we've had to deal with and some air quality hits that just not been good, you know, and it's kind of shut things down a bit. And I think that's an area we're going to try to make some movement. You know, I think we all know we need providers. My department has some limited ability in making a direct impact there, but we are receiving some funding for the first time from Oregon Health Authority that will allow us to put some resources towards some wildfire smoke mitigation efforts and trying to figure out either, you know, what we can do to be better prepared, help folks, you know, better mitigate when there are issues that are coming up. And really, I mean, the mitigation issues are great, but if we can't do something to kind of help, you know, stop it from happening every year, you know, then it's just kind of a cycle that repeats. And so hopefully we can spend some time in kind of, whether it's through better management of, you know, policies that manage the forest better, help, you know, better education so we're not starting some of these fires that maybe could have been avoided. You know, there's some different areas that I've got a staff person who will be starting in September, actually, who that'll be kind of one piece of their job is kind of assessing the area and trying to see what frameworks, what infrastructures can be put in place to help both mitigate and long term, how can we reduce some of that.
Did the report come with any good news?
So, you know, that's a good question. And that's an area, you know, admittedly, we should probably try to focus a little more time, because it's always nice to have that good news. I think the inherent piece of that, the process and what we look for, is we tend to focus on the bad, because we're trying to look at what we can mitigate, what we can improve and go forth. And so, I just don't know that we spent time looking for the good news in that. And I think that's something that, as we do this next time, I think it would be good to call that out and compare it to some past assessments and see where we have seen that improvement.
I think you kind of answered this next question, but I'll still ask it. Is there an action plan that will follow the assessment?
Yeah, so there will. It's referred to as the Community Health Improvement Plan, or the CHIP. And our CHIP is currently in development. Staff have been working with community partners as we've been trying to prioritize, you know, focus areas that the community feels are most important to focus on, and items that we can also make some movement on. And that's one of that fine line we have to walk, where, you know, we may want A, and we may want B, and maybe only one of those. You know, we have the ability to really impact, and so we don't want to shove one of those aside, because there's always, you know, ways to kind of push forth or try to find additional funding or find some ways to make that. But that process is ongoing right now with community partners, and I'm anticipating here soon we'll be doing some public outreach and engagement, so we can get some input from members of the public at large as far as where they think we've listed those priorities and if they think we're on track or if we need to shift that around. But we intend to have that published by the end of this year.
All right. Well, UCO Health is involved in more than just vaccinations. You're also concerned with environmental health, everything from food carts to public swimming pools. And right now, you're even paying for domestic well testing for people on the west side of the county. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so for folks who don't know, you know, there's been a historic, you know, concern over the nitrates in water, specifically on the western half of the county in the lower Umatilla Basin groundwater management area, or LUBGWAMA as it's referred to. And I mentioned before, you know, some new funding we've received from Oregon Health Authority. This is also what's paying for this program. You know, this is the first time we've been given any kind of funding that's of a sizable amount for us to actually launch a program like this. And so what we're paying for right now is for folks in the zip code areas of Echo, Stanfield, Umatilla, and Hermiston who have a domestic well. They can pick up kits at our office or at the KUO lab in Umatilla. And they'll get a test for nitrates, a test for coliform and E. coli, as well as a test for arsenic. And the reason we're doing this is we don't have really good granular data on where the problem's at, how big the problem is, and we're trying to understand what some of the variables in that. Is it just based on geography, or is it also based on how deep your well is? You know, so what we're hoping for is, as we collect this data, we're going to be able to do some mapping to get a better idea. Are there certain neighborhoods that are a bigger concern than others? Are there, you know, are commonalities such as most of the wells with high nitrate are also shallow wells? And maybe if those wells are drilled deeper, that alleviates that concern. You know, are they tied to, you know, are there contamination sources nearby the wells that are testing high? Are they not? You know, there's a lot of unanswered questions. You know, we know there's a general concern. Hopefully with this program, we're gonna get some data, so we can have a better idea specifically where the problems are at, and then be able to identify some solutions for folks. And I know Oregon Health Authority is working on some programs and trying to pull some funding together to work on some mitigation efforts, whether that's filters on somebody's faucet, or whether that's, you know, providing assistance for drilling wells deeper, or whether that's maybe, you know, some connections or expansions of public water systems in certain areas make sense. We're trying to really take an, you know, all all options are open as we take a look at the problem, and we really want to use the data to inform that decision so we're not just throwing money for no reason. I also do want to mention that, you know, this, I have launched this as a pilot program. You know, it is only something that those zip codes currently can participate in, with future funding in the future for Morgan Health Authority. Assuming that comes, I would like to expand this to other parts of the county. For instance, the Milton Freewater area, while nitrates is not typically a big concern there for groundwater, bacteria, coliform tends to be. And so we'd really like to expand and again, try to gain that data, see what areas are there, and then see what information and resources can be provided to folks. So those are down the road items. All these things cost money, take staffing. And you know, we're thankful for the state legislature and Oregon Health Authority for providing us some funding so we can get some of these programs moving, and we'll see where we can take them.
All right. Well, thank you for that. And of course, for anybody wanting more information about that domestic well testing, be sure to reach out to UCO Health. We're going to take another break. Back with more after this.
Catch the Coffee Hour on your phone. Download our free mobile app, My Columbia Basin.
Planning, looking ahead, it's a good practice. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance discusses why people buy life insurance.
There's dozens of reasons to buy life insurance, but when you boil everything down, typically people purchase life insurance because they owe it to someone or because they love someone. Life insurance has evolved, it's changed, it's become more expansive and actually less expensive over time. The products that we have available today are more efficient and they do more for you. It's no longer death insurance, it really truly is life insurance. If you get sick, get hurt, have something debilitative happen to you, and you can't perform two of the six daily tasks of living, you can receive a portion or a majority of your death benefit while you're living. Spend it any way as you see fit.
Let's sit down together today and see how life insurance can benefit your family. Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
Awareness of mental health struggles has never been more important than in the last few years. Here at Mackay Creek Estates, through our wellness program celebrations, we seek to engage our residents in activities that bring joy and fulfillment. If you'd like to learn more about mental health in older adults, we're hosting a free webinar with geriatric mental health specialist Laura Valancourt. That's on Friday, August 26th at 10 a.m. Laura will offer advice on how to understand your loved one's struggles and best support them. To register, visit prestigecanhelp.com. Again, that's prestigecanhelp.com.
These high gas prices are affecting all of us. Letter Bus Transit is trying to help reduce your fuel bills by having bus routes run 11 times per day to over 20 bus stops conveniently located throughout the city. You can even save going to the grocery store because they have stop at Walmart every 50 minutes. Their handy mobile app lets you track your bus in real time so you don't waste time. So start saving money today and Letter Bus. For more information, go to the City of Pendleton website.
Stop in and visit the Community Thrift Shop in downtown Pendleton. It's no ordinary secondhand store. This little gem offers a boutique experience at thrift store prices. Stop in, and stop in often, as the gently used donations hit the shelves daily. Your donations of gently used vintage and antique items are always appreciated. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 10. Follow Community Thrift Shop on Facebook, and remember, all proceeds from the Community Thrift Shop proudly support Heritage Station Museum.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with the Umatilla County Public Health Director, Joe Fumara. And Joe, finally, well, actually not finally, I'll probably have some more questions, but it looks like COVID-19, with all its variants, is here to stay. What's your recommendation on how people who are normally healthy should learn to live with it?
Yeah, so this is a good question. Question I get a lot, actually. People need to make their own decisions, right? And that's been the case through this pandemic. People need to make choices that are good for them, good for their family, and for those that they interact with and they're surrounded by. And so, you know, and I'll start by give you a little anecdote. You know, my wife and I had gone on a vacation end of last month. It was a vacation we had planned for about 3-4 years at this point, with the way everything got extended and so forth. But as part of that, we were around a lot of people. And we came back, and the day after I got home, we tested positive for COVID. That was a scenario my wife and I had discussed. You know, we knew by going and interacting with these people, there was a higher chance than my normal interactions that this was going to happen. We're both relatively healthy. We're both, you know, in good shape. I've got a couple of kids at home that are young. One was old enough to be vaccinated and is vaccinated. The other one, is old enough now. But we knew those were risks we were running, and we decided for our household, we were going to kind of isolate ourselves when we got back for a while anyway, just in case we weren't going to go visit the grandparents and some of those items. And that's what people kind of need to think through is there's risk with this, but there's risk with everything in life. You know, there's risk when you walk across the street. Folks who have higher risks, whether it's underlying conditions, whether it's, you know, undergoing cancer treatments, whether it's, you know, you're caring for an elderly relative in your house, you might want to take additional precautions. You know, you wear those masks around. In my experience, nobody stopped me and got mad at me for wearing a mask because I chose to do so. And so I encourage, if you feel that's what you need to do to protect your family, protect your circle, do so. But COVID is here, and it's going to be around, and it's likely to be here for a very long time.
All right. I just have less than probably 2 minutes here, and everybody's talking about the heat. I do have the public health director right here.
Yep.
So, Joe, what should folks think about and do to just, I guess, be careful not to overexert themselves in this heat?
Yeah. So if you're working outside in the heat, take breaks often, drink a lot of water, keep shaded as much as you can, and really don't overexert yourself. It's really easy to think you're okay, and you'll think you're okay right up until the minute that you're not. And so, you know, move a little slower, take a little more time, be cautious, take breaks frequently, and water, lots of water.
All right. And I've been told also, it's a good reminder that as far as that cool down beverage, it's not beer. It's not alcohol.
It may sound good at times, but water is the way to go.
All right. Well, you heard it here from the Umatilla County Public Health Director, Joe Fumara. Thanks for joining us. I know you're
thanks for
busy.
Having me.
And regarding those staff shortages, if anybody out there is interested or knows anybody wanting to get into the public health field, be sure to reach out to Joe and his staff at UCO Health. And that's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. It is going to be warm this weekend. So everybody, as Joe mentioned, take precautions, whether you're inside or outside. Do everything you can to stay cool, be safe, and enjoy the weekend. And we'll be back here again on Monday to do it all over again. And with that, have a fabulous Friday.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.